Good morning. This is your latest RTL Today news, sports and weather for Friday, the 26th of September. I'm John Baker. Findle Airport is due to undergo major renovations and modernisation over the next few years, with a hybrid tower proposal receiving cross-party support. Tweaking the original plan proposed by the government earlier this year of having a fully virtual tower, the new proposal will involve keeping a traditional tower overlooking the runway and a virtual tower that will act as assistant and backup. A Luxembourgish school has introduced a Ministry of Education directive to tackle the dangers linked to mobile phone addiction, and on the 18th of September, the St. Anne Private School in Ettlebrook organised an initiative designed to raise awareness and help educate pupils on the responsible use of mobile phones and other technology. Above all, the school sought to highlight the risks linked to screen addiction. On Wednesday, the State Institute for Child and Youth Assistance officially inaugurated a new children's shelter in Doudelange to respond to urgent cases such as when a child is unable to stay with their family due to abuse, domestic violence or negligence. Children can be placed in such emergency reception centres for short periods while assessment is carried out to decide on longer-term care. And in world news, former FBI director and prominent Donald Trump critic James Comey has been indicted on two criminal counts as the US president escalated a campaign of retribution against political foes. The charges came days after Trump publicly urged Attorney General Pam Bondi to take action against Comey and others he sees as enemies, in what is seen as dangerous departure from the principle that the Justice Department must be free of White House pressure. And finally, Israeli strikes on Sana'a have killed at least 9 people and wounded more than 170, as Yemen's Houthis have said, a day after the rebels launched a drone attack on southern Israel. AFP correspondents heard explosions and saw plumes of smoke rising from 3 locations in the Sana'a area in the latest retaliatory attack since the Houthis began targeting Israel in the wake of the Gaza war. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. And in sports, we start with American football, and Jason Myers slotted a 52-yard field goal with the final play of the game as the Seattle Seahawks snatched a dramatic 23-20 victory over the Arizona Cardinals yesterday. The largely scrappy encounter exploded into life in the fourth quarter after the Cardinals fought back from a 20-6 deficit to level it at 20-20 with 28 seconds remaining. To proper football now, and into Miami's former Barcelona and Spain star Sergio Busquets announced yesterday in a social media post that he will retire from football at the end of the 2025 Major League Soccer season. Busquets was a member of the Spain team that won the 2010 World Cup and the 2012 European Championships, winning 143 caps. And finally, championship-chasing Marc Marquez clocked the third fastest time in the first practice for the Japan MotoGP on Friday behind Francesco Bagnaia as he looks to clinch his first world title since 2019. The Spanish Ducati rider laid down a best lap of 1 minute 44.95 seconds, 0.102 seconds slower than Bagnaia.
The weather is brought to you by
Raiffeisen, the bank that belongs to its members.
It will be a fairly dry start for everybody, which will come as a welcome relief after the days of rain we have had. But it will remain grey, and the morning will start off with fog in patches around the country. Currently 8 degrees, and looking at a high of 14, we could see some rain later in the afternoon.